Snape's Secret, The Unforgivable Curses, Avada Kedavra. As with so many things in life, you can talk about them as much as you want. It's never the same as experiencing it yourself. The scholars explain that these curses require not only might and skill, but also willpower, the pure intent to kill. And yet none of these scholars are able to cast these curses themselves. Adepts of the dark arts, who merrily cast these curses on a daily basis, simply call the source of their power hate. But even this term is too inaccurate, and they themselves do not understand what it is they are invoking. Severus Snape was probably the only wizard who ever truly understood the nature of the death curse, and it was to remain his secret to the end. Doesn't every wizard, witch, perhaps every human, or even every thinking and feeling being have their own secrets? The Dark Lord undoubtedly had hundreds of them, and perhaps it was his secrets that ultimately led to his downfall. Albus Dumbledore, his eternal adversary, kept his cards close to his chest as well, perhaps being a bit more trusting with those close to him. Snape knew there were too many questions he would never get answers to after this, but he had to do what he had to do. As the green light of the death curse penetrated Dumbledore's chest and the schoolmaster died, he revealed to Snape his final secret, perhaps the most important and cruel of them all. Lily Evans had a secret too, though Snape would never learn of it. It was in winter 1979 when he last spoke to her. The air had that smell that only the first snow can bring, and to the end it would stay linked to the memory of touching her hand. They walked side by side, and Severus set each step carefully, gently, as if worried that any sudden movement might break the fragile illusion. He held her hand in his and could feel the ring around her finger, its magic rebelling against his touch, growing painfully hot. Yet she let him, Lily Evans. Evans. Still, there was hope. Still, the story could. Lily laughed softly and sadly, a short sound that could almost be mistaken for a cough. Both stopped and turned to each other, but did not dare meeting the other's gaze. The snow muffled the sounds in the pasture, and it was as if they were the only people in the world. Snape's breath came in shallow, shaky puffs and condensed in the air between them. Couldn't it be forever, he pleaded to himself. Please, let this moment stay forever, no matter what the price. I swear I'm willing to pay it. Why won't you understand? Asked Lily sadly, the moment shattering as she withdrew her hand. Severus took a rattling, deep breath, and his chest pressed against a bottle in his coat pocket. Just a small vial, a finger's width in diameter, and filled with a transparent, viscous liquid. An extract of Amanita Mortium, brewed with the same precision and craftsmanship with which Snape made all his potions. The fungus was a relative of the Amanitas phalloid, the deathcap fungus, feared amongst muggles and surpassed its cousin in potency. The liquid would taste sweet, rob him of his magic and then, eventually, his life. I can't understand it, Severus finally said. You said you, no, we belong. It doesn't matter what I said, Lily interrupted him. Please understand this. The past is the past, and now is now. We have all made our choices, and I'm happy with them. Heat rose in Snape's chest, crept up his neck, filled his head, and burned in his eyes. If I had known, if you had told me that you... He didn't finish the sentence and looked at her pleadingly. She returned his gaze with her bright green eyes. There was a crooked smile on her face, filled with pain and affection. Severus. Severus. He felt like the ground was pulled away beneath him, and he was falling. He wanted to fight. He needed to fight. But he knew it was over. It was done. None of his mistakes could ever be undone. Lily, please, please. I promise you, I will change. I will... She shook her head gently. No, Severus. It wasn't meant to be. You and I just don't belong together. She reached for his arm in a gesture of comfort, but he backed away and raised his hands. "Don't touch me. Please, don't touch me. If you touch me, I will die." He could no longer suppress it, tears forming in the corners of his eyes. Lily laughed again, her soft, sad laugh. There was no mockery in it. Severus, oh Severus. Always so dramatic, so melancholic, so intense. More intense than reality, in fact, as if only the moments with him were real, as if she was only truly alive when being with him. He attracted her still, and he destroyed her still. She knew what she had to do. Some secrets could never be spoken. "Severus, you're just not the right man for me." He tried to respond, but she remained strong in her resolve. "No, and you never will be. You and I don't belong together. Please, stay safe." It must have been hours that he knelt on the snow, his fingers, long since numb from the cold, closed around the vial of clear liquid. Her voice had long since faded from his memory, only white noise left in his ears. It was the last time he cried. Lily Evans was gone, and had taken her secret with her. She knew that sometimes dreams had to give way to reality. She knew she had to make a choice, and she knew the right one. She chose a pragmatic, realistic, and stable love that she could build a life on. Her other love, her first, in all its frightening depth, she left in the snow that day. She knew she would never feel anything of such intensity again. That was her secret. Snape had never, rarely, taken pleasure in using the unforgivable curses, but it had never cost him effort either. Unlike other Death Eaters, he had used the Cruciatus curse only when it seemed essential to his mission, employed it selectively, like a muggle surgeon using a scalpel to expose flesh and organs without feeling satisfaction from the cut. He had used the Cruciatus simply to get the job done. Still, he could not have said how many times. But Snape knew exactly how many times he had used the death curse, Avada Kedavra, at least against humans. It had never been difficult for him. He had needed no guidance, no practice. When it was time to kill, the green spark of deadly magic came out of him as naturally and effortlessly as the melody from a songbird. Only Snape knew that scholars and Death Eaters alike were right, and yet neither could truly comprehend the nature of the death curse. He carried hatred inside him, an inexhaustible source, more fiery and destructive than the hatred of other Death Eaters, who, driven by cruelty and arrogance, took pleasure in tormenting their prey. More intense and tireless than the hatred of their victims, the righteous anger that drove aurors and desperate heroes to oppose them. Fate, in its cruel irony, had forced him to execute Albus Dumbledore, the only man who had ever believed in him, who had rehabilitated him, who had given him a chance to restore purpose to his life that he had thought for fate. Snape stared at Dumbledore for a moment, and disgust and hatred marked the hard features of his face. "Severus, police," said Dumbledore. "Yes, it takes genuine hatred to cast Avada Kedavra. The will to end a life is its fundamental requirement, and it must come from deep within. But it was a task given to him, and Snape would accomplish it as he had accomplished every task given to him, stoically and unflinchingly. For this was Severus Snape's secret. Every single day since then, he regretted not having taken that poison. Avada Kedavra." As Snape watched the spark of life vanish from Dumbledore's face and his muscles go limp, he suddenly realized what the principal had kept hidden from him, from them all. In that second, the enormity of the whole truth hit him in its full force, and his knees threatened to buckle beneath him. In the end, man was only matter. That was Dumbledore's secret. Just biological matter, ashes, soil. Dumbledore's dead body toppled over the balustrade and fell. This was the most important secret, the antithesis to all the rest of Dumbledore's secrets, the final revelation meant only for him. Throw a man from a tower and he will fall. Cut him and he will bleed. Set him on fire and he will burn. Bury him, he will decay. There was no deeper meaning, no magic that could attach significance to this moment. No story was relevant anymore. No imagination or fantasy had ever mattered. For a moment, Severus Snape closed his eyes and found peace.